Next case, please.
Case number 10,503, Jeffrey and Brenda Swartzwater, east of Road 258, west of Westlake Drive, being lot 35 within Lazy Lake Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Name and address.
Jeffrey Swartzwater, 173 Westlake Drive, Milton, Delaware.
All right, you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
100%, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm a little nervous here. I'll never be able to top your last person standing here.
It's okay. Most people don't, so relax. It's no.
Thank you.
Be fine, sir.
Anyway, I'm here today to request a variance for the side yard.
Mm-hmm.
I already have a building sitting in defiance right now. It is exactly like it's 8 inches over in the front corner and 3 feet 6 inches in the back corner.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I can honestly say was that I was never aware of this. The building has been here this November 4 years already. So it's not like I just put it up or anything like that. Where it is, there's a 6-foot stockade fence already on the property line, so it's not intruding anywhere. It's a brand new roof. I recently had a neighbor's tree fell on it and crushed it, and I had to repair that. But my lot is only 10,000 square feet right now, and I need all the space I can have back there. What else can I say? Behind me in the corner where it is, there's a 100-foot buffer of woods back there. Mm-hmm. There's no sidewalks, no roads, no buildings. That's all I can say. If you have any questions, say.
Now, was this shed already there?
Excuse me?
Was it already there when you, or did you put it there, build the shed there?
I put it there, sir.
Put it there.
Did you purchase it from someone, or did you build it?
What happened was when we had purchased the land in 2005, the company already put the shed up in that spot, and then like a half a year later, we put a 7-foot lean tube on it so I could put my boat under it. I was never aware, you know, of a side yard setback. I was aware of the one in the back, but I really wasn't a side of the side yard.
Okay, you say the company, the people you bought your home from? Yeah? Or a shed company that you purchased?
A shed company.
Shed company.
So you,
yes.
You purchased it from whom?
A company down here on 113. They put it, set it there, and that's not in violation. What's in violation is what I added to it.
Well, so a permit was issued?
There was not a permit obtained until recently.
Okay. So they were in violation. What was the name of the company? Do you know?
No, he said the original shed was okay. It was what he added.
That he added on to it.
Oh, yes. So there was a permit issued for the original?
No.
That's See, what I meant. Okay.
Well, here's the thing. I don't have those papers anymore, but I paid, you know, when you get a house and you move it there, you pay for the permits and they take care of everything, you know?
Sure.
And I was doing it long distance from Pennsylvania, so.
So you relied on them to take care of?
I did, sir.
Okay.
You get all your permits and everything for you.
I think but my permits right now are okay. If I could just get this, like 8 inches in the front, 3 feet in the back corner. That's all I'm asking for today.
What about the character of the neighborhood? There's sheds on other properties there?
Excuse me?
There are sheds on other properties there?
Almost every one.
Okay, so that would suggest it doesn't alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
We're in a wooded community, and where it is, I mean, with the fence already up on the one side, and the woods behind it, and woods on all sides of me, virtually, you can't even see it.
Right.
And it's a beautiful roof, new roof on it.
We like to send letters to those folks that don't help homeowners and property owners out, and you don't recall the name of the company. 113?
I really don't see, does that Okay, you're right. S&S was the shed where I purchased it.
Okay.
But the people that we bought our home was Atlantis Homes, which I had to fight with, and I'll give you an example with. They came in and moved my house. If you have this in front of you, I don't know if it, you do.
Yes, sir.
They set my house 18 inches too close because I have a 30-foot setback in the original thing.
Mm-hmm.
We sold our home in Pennsylvania. We could not move in this home for like 11 months because they put it too close to the road. At my expense, I had to actually have come in and move the house back like 18 inches.
We have.
That's a true story. Yeah, that's
unfortunately
a nightmare.
In light of, and you say 5 years ago?
2005, we moved here in January.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we've sent letters to them since 2003. So unfortunately, they're still doing it.
Well, I can't really say anything more about that except I use poor judgment in those people. But this little thing that I have with my shed, I realize, you know, I'm in the wrong, but I would really respectfully request that it be granted.
Okay. Are there any further questions, Mr. McGee?
No, sir.
Mr. Bergman? Mr. Mills, no further? Okay. Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
The office for the record received a letter in favor of.
One letter in favor from the office. Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,503 under advisement.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number 10,503 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Sir, your case has been taken under advisement, and what that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
All right, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Next case, please.
Case number